Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Goddamn drink, you jerk face.
Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
What's up, dudes? I called back in a half an hour.
Well, you done. Did, man. Well done, yeah, buddy. Absolutely. Sorry I had to, get to the news. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. It's your show, bro.
I'm sorry.
Y'all's show.
I'm sorry.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What's going on, Fritz?
Well, I got a meltdown and a half.
Hold on.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Oh, give it to me, Daddy.
Oh, my God. Okay. I've been trying to work on getting this goddamn eye appointment in Tampa for 6 months, right?
Yeah.
So then they want a referral from this place that I used to go to. Huh? Then they want information from my insurance provider, and then find out they have to request it from them.
Oh boy.
We don't have any, you know.
Oh.
And then, by now it's 4 or 5 months, right?
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, we need a referral from your primary care physician, which I didn't even have one.
Oh, boy.
So, now it's been 6 months.
Oh, God.
You know, you used to be able to walk into a doctor's office and say, hey, I need an appointment. Okay, I'll see you in an hour, right?
When was that? Like, did you live in Tombstone in 1875?
Well, I am 60, but
okay.
It's like, hey, when I was a cook, okay, hello, Villanova West, how can I help you? Oh, I'd like 2 large pizzas. Well, you're going to need a referral from the bartender, and I'm going to need a referral from my boss, and this and that. It's like, come on, man. Just get her done.
Oh, man.
It's true.
Yeah, true that.
So anyhow, and my half meltdown is, Lori,
no way.
Fix your phone if you're listening. Fix your phone, for God's sake. How hard is it to charge up a damn cell phone?
Sounds like an excuse.
Oh, maybe she's cheating on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, did you get with Cherokee? did you? Hey.
Jesus.
Did you talk to Cherokee and hang out?
Yeah.
Well, no. We talk on the phone quite often. I consider him a good friend.
Would you let Cherokee bang Lori?
Hell yeah.
That would be up to her.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
She'd be interested in that?
Check out this theory, Will. Maybe her phone is not, dead. Maybe Cherokee is actually over there right now taking care of business. And as an alibi, he called in with that crappy lie about holding the door open for people.
Yeah,
she was probably laying right next to him, naked, or at least bottomless, messing with his junk while he was on the phone.
She's like, oh, I lost my phone.
I guarantee you this.
Yeah.
It's in your butt.
He'd be getting nagged at, that's for goddamn sure.
Yeah. Sloppy seconds,
no,
baby.
Whatever. You can't own a person. Hey, Lori, she's her own person. She can do what she wants. Yes, sir.
Didn't she kind of approach you? Maybe I'm remembering wrong, but didn't she approach you about a threesome, a devil's threesome at one point?
Yeah.
Well, she said whatever I want.
Damn right.
Well, but she said something about a threesome, but she meant with another girl.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that's better.
You should do that.
You don't have to sword fight.
Yeah.
But then I told her, it's like, dude, I'm 60 and, I mean, dudette, I'm 60 and I can barely handle one.
Wow.
What am I going to do with two?
Nobody likes you figure it out, dude.
Yeah, dude. You got two hands. You know what I mean? You got feet. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well,
you just got to kick one in the crotch.
I saw my primary care physician today, and I showed him the Cialis I got, and he said, oh, they're only the 5 milligrams. We could get you the 20s.
Nice.
All right. So
neat.
Oh, there you go. You're good to go.
Well, I mean, I really don't even need them. They say it's all a psychological thing.
Placebo? Did they say placebo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, that's cool. But whatever it takes to get that ding-dong hard, right, bro? Yeah. Bing-bong. It's hard, folks.
Hey, yeah. Once it's in, buddy.
All right, okay.
It's good. All right, well, hey, I love you guys. And it's always cool talking to y'all.
Yeah. You too, pal.
Bye.
Love you, bye. Johnny B. Show, how can we help you?
Late.
Oh, booby time. What's up?
Oh, I'm sorry, Boobie, right? You don't know what I'm talking about, L.A. You always go to bite the Boobie.
Yeah, I don't really What's care up, for L.A. I like Boobie. What's up,
What's
dude?
What's up, Big Will?
Hey, Boob, what up?
Hey, all seriousness tonight.
I'm Bob.
You know, I usually call in and talk crap about, but sometimes y'all got to believe Cherokee. Because I tell a lot of stories that people don't believe me.
What?
And I'm telling the truth.
I believe you.
Because I didn't have a witness, but I'm not calling in for that.
Your stories sound
you know,
real to me.
Take it back. I mean, yeah. You know, it. But what I'm saying, right? Mm.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about what other people call in to talk about. What made me call in, because I was sitting back listening to the show. You know I told you I like to listen.
Yeah, girl.
I call in when I'm not. I got a scenario.
Okay.
When you played the Foo Fighters,
yes.
They go my hero.
Yeah.
When you came back on.
I did.
And you made me think about my sister.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Because I told you my sister got her boyfriend killed her, right?
Oh, damn.
In my grandmother's house.
I didn't know that.
And that was my hero.
Oh, man.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Well.
That's what I forgot what the segment called, but when you played that song, bro, I say, damn it, because I played it at the funeral.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
That was my hero, my big sister. I used to go get her to fight everybody, and she say, don't mess with him.
Oh, man. Sorry, sorry, boo.
You know what I'm talking about? It's sad, but everybody call in for something, and that's why I had to call, because I want to represent Gina Wanda Lorraine Smith.
Hell yeah.
My big sister.
Hey, represent
you
for Gina.
You goddamn right.
R.I.P. Gina.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. All right,
there
man.
It is.
Much love, boobs. Much love. Later, pal. There you go. Wow, man. Got a little emotional there.
Terrific.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, too bad.
Yeah, man. I got a little misty for a second. I heard, you know, the emotional side of boobs. Johnny B. Show, how can we help you?
Yo, got a meltdown.
Oh, yeah, girl. In 3, 2. Oh, shut up, fat ass.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. meltdown.
Okay, give it to me, Daddy.
All right. So my meltdown is with these Asian massage.
Oh, my God, no. Oh, okay.
Whorehouses.
Jesus, dude. So
that's what they really are. Let's be honest.
I don't know if they're all Asian.
Well, I don't know. The one I went to was.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, you go in there. And you start getting the worst massage of your life, and you're just like, Jesus Christ! You're just rubbing me with oil. And
hold on, did you really go in there expecting like a quality massage?
No. I'm trying to get off it. Still.
I got you. All right, cool.
All right, so you go in there, and it's like $50. I'm like, all right, this better go towards the real price. And then you agree to this price for the boom boom.
Oh.
That's what they call it. That's the technical term is the boom boom.
Got you.
So, all right, you go, I tell her, I've been in prison for the last 5 years. It probably ain't going to last too long. She's going on talking about, oh, you're big, no. And I'm like, all right, let's you say that to everybody. And so she puts the little, the protection on. And she starts using her mouth.
Okay.
I'm going to try to keep it clean.
Yeah, okay.
Keep it clean.
All right.
Well, anyway, that's the end of it. All right, I told her it was going to be quick. That's the end of it.
All right.
Well, guess what? You paid for boom boom, and you get to the sucky, and that's it. No refunds. Can you believe these people?
I don't know.
Oh, so it was supposed to be.
Well, okay. So I've heard that they refer to, in some of these folks, allegedly, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast being hand, lunch being mouth, dinner being boom boom.
Okay.
So are you telling me you paid for the buffet, but you only got lunch?
Yeah, I only made it to lunch. I think we were going to get to dinner.
I see.
But I made it to lunch, and I told her. I was like, it's probably going to last too long. Trying to get a little discount.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, that didn't work.
Well, it's probably like if you went to Golden Corral and you stuffed yourself on fried chicken and never got to the dessert bar.
Ate a bunch of bread. The bread's delicious.
Yeah,
but, it's kind of your fault.
Yeah, you never got to the to the chocolate fountain, you know?
I would say, I mean, you completed, so it's not like, you
know.
Yeah.
You did get where you wanted to get.
Yeah.
I guess you're right. So I'm an A-hole.
Nah, bro.
Or a B-hole.
Nah, you're
for
fine.
Asking for some money back.
Wait, hey, man. Worth a try.
I ain't gonna lie. I got it out of $20. You gave me $20 back.
Oh, there you go.
I feel like that's kind of a win, right? I mean, I'm still kind of out existing.
Hey, man.
I got a little pricey, but.
Hey, I have a few questions. Number one, what was the total on something like that? And number two, what were you in a clink for, allegedly?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I answer number two first.
Okay.
The clink was a manslaughter situation.
It wasn't a massage therapist by any chance. Okay.
No. It was basically a fight, kind of got out of hand.
Yeah.
I walked away. The person didn't.
I feel you.
But, all right. And then the other one, all right, it was like $50 to get things started. That was just for the massage or the rub down. Then this lady, she got me. I'm kind of embarrassed to even say. But I gave her like another like $100.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good, man.
No?
Not that I've priced them lately.
Well, I don't know inflation.
No.
I don't know. I've been gone for a while, so money's kind
of
tight.
I feel you. No, but a buddy of mine used to frequent those places. Not like a real good buddy. It was a poker acquaintance of mine. Used to frequent those places a lot. And he told me he spent anywhere from $250 to $300 a visit. So I think you got a pretty good deal. Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm just a cheapskate, man.
Man. Come on, bro. You're making you're making your
Johnny,
way back.
Get this.
Yeah.
So I was actually in the pen with somebody who said he used to go to some of your back room games or underground games.
Yeah, I know. I know a lot of felons. Yeah. What was his
name? Okay. I didn't believe him at first, but then he started telling me stuff about you, and I was like, oh, man, that kind of does sound like a guy I listen to on the radio. So.
I love criminals, dude. You're some of my favorite
people. Hey, man, they love you too, man. I listen to you every night. I actually called in one night. I was really high on meth, though. You had to dump me, man. I was real high.
You're not the only one. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's the guy that said he played in the poker games?
His name was Alex.
Oh,
Hispanic male.
Oh, I know who he is. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Man, he's barely a criminal. That's cool.
All right,
man. Well, have a good one, buddy. I'm glad that you at least got lunch in that transaction.
Keep your nose clean, buddy.
Yeah, man. Made it to lunch.
All right, buddy. Don't kill anybody. Take care.
Yeah, I'll try not to.
Later. We got another one, dude. I know we got to go to break soon. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
You know, it really bothers me when people don't say you're welcome when I say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And also, please, you know, just that bothers me.
Does it bother you that we are noobs?
No, this is Bob.
Oh, is it?
Noob guy, yeah.
Oh, damn. Sorry, Bob. What's up, dude? Sound like noob guy for a second. Sorry, Bobby. What's up?
And then also, I don't like when people don't return their carts to the cart corrals.
Hate that.
The super late.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.